You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
A Super Smiley Adventure is brought to you by State Farm.
I'm Smiley the dog. I am a mutt. I'm Smiley the dog. I'm super smiley. I am a cat, too sweet, the travel kitty. I'm a big girlfriend, and she's really pretty. I have a pony, and we share a big horse. We have a big car. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. We have a fountain, live in the mountain, live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm Smiley the dog.
Wolf and Super Smiles, welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my possum sidekick, shelter dog, Super Smiley, who's the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival. And amazing new news, he's also the ambassador of kindness for State Farm. Good boy. As for me, as the pet lifestyle coach, I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle and then help train them so they keep that pet forever. And today we're coming to you from sunny Florida. We've been traveling from California to Nashville for the Blog Paws Conference, where the best of the best pet bloggers and writers meet to talk about everything pets. And next weekend, we're off to South Florida, where we'll be speaking and judging at the fabulous Doggy Debutante event, where dogs will be decked out to their finest to help raise funds for shelter pets. So we're in Florida today, but via technology, our Malibu studio audience is with us. We have Angel, Starfire, Minnie Haha, and our newest addition, Kitty Bitty. They're all listening with their person, Kim, and we want to welcome them and everyone to our Super Smiley Adventure today, where we explore adventures where animals lead. They can be journeys for animal advocacy, for adventure and fun, and they almost always lead to paths of inner discovery and greater bonding with our pets. Last week, we were in Beverly Hills live on the red carpet at the Humane Society of the United States Gala, where we spoke with pet loving stars from icon Ed Asner to the young star who plays Bruce Wayne in the hit TV series Gotham. So if you missed that one, be sure to go back and catch the stars out for the animals and for HSUS. And today we have a fabulous and a super special show for two huge reasons. We're welcoming our new national sponsor, State Farm, who is an amazing animal advocate for dogs. State Farm funds and trains arson dogs, works with bite prevention education, and so much more, which brings me to the second reason our show is so super cool today. We have with us the public affairs specialist with State Farm who loves dogs, who spearheads all these dog-friendly and advocacy programs. Heather Paul, welcome Heather to a Super Smiley Adventure.
Thank you, Megan. You know, I've had a lot of highlights in my career, but this may be one of the coolest, being able to be on your show and share and talk about, you know, amazing pets and dogs and really share kindness with all kinds of people. So thank you for having me.
Oh, Heather, thank you for joining us. And I got to tell you, Heather, very first, Super Smiley and I are such fans of yours. We are so excited that you are here. I want everyone to know that Heather and I met about 2 years ago at the Hero Dog Awards when Super Smiley was their national spokes dog. And Heather and I and Super Smiley, we all just bonded. Heather is so loving and fun and funny. And she is definitely, Heather, you are definitely part of our Super Smiley pack. I think you fit right in. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. It's a big honor for me, too. You know, because I love to share and connect with like-minded people and people that share the passion of animals and the love and kindness. So I could not imagine being with better people than you and, of course, with Super Smiley and your great little crew.
Thank you, Heather. So we are going to focus on State Farm's bite prevention program on our show today. But for my listeners here, can you just give them an overview of State Farm's dog programs? What you all do is amazing, and most people don't know about it. So tell us about some of your programs at State Farm.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing that people ask is, wow, dogs. You're a homeowner and auto insurance company. Why would you do things around dogs? And one of those huge reasons, of course, most of us think of our pets as family members.
Yes.
And when we are out there protecting your most valuable assets, whether it's your home, your possessions, your car, your family, that certainly includes pets. So I could not be more happy to be able to work for a company that recognizes the importance of pets in our lives and what we can do to really keep those pets protected. We have been, of course, involved with the State Farm Arson Dog Program since 1993.
And tell us about that. What is the Arson Dog Program? What is that?
The Arson Dog Program is a program that we started back with the Maine State Police. Back actually in 1992, we did our first team in 1993. And arson dogs are also known as accelerant detection canines. These are dogs that are trained with a human handler to work a fire scene and locate evidence that may have been used to start an arson fire. Arson is a big problem in many, many communities. It's a significant impact to taxpayers. It's also a significant amount of fraud that takes place. But it is a very, very difficult crime to solve because it's one of those crimes where the evidence actually burns up in the fire. So we began training dogs. We use Labrador Retrievers and Goldadors, which is the Golden Retriever Lab Mix, where they train and work with the human handler. They live in the house of the handler. They retire with their handler. But these dogs are trained to go into a fire scene and be able to identify specific locations of where an accelerant may have been used, like gasoline or diesel fuel, to start a fire so that that evidence can hopefully bring a criminal to prosecution and eventually to jail for the crime that they've done.
Wow. And once again, back to the big picture, that is true evidence of the human-animal bond, how the dogs can do more than we humans can do, and how you at State Farm are recognizing this and honoring these dogs. I love this. And then another program that you just implemented that I'm so crazy excited about, because Super Smiley's right front and center in this one, is the Canine Assist Team, or CAT. The acronym is CAT, which is very interesting. So tell our listeners about that just briefly. You know, we're both are giggling.
Absolutely.
People are going, why are they laughing? Why are they giggling? Tell everybody.
Well, you know, and it's funny because when we first came up with the Canine Assist Team idea, we didn't even stop and think that how ironic that the acronym for it was CAT. But it seemed to point even more that this is an absolute necessity that we need to do this. But we of course, have our relationship with Chris Paul, NBA basketball player, who's done a number of commercials, and he has created with State Farm an assist team, along with State Farm agents and other people who go out and will help people in communities.
Which, so, let me just interject there. It's very, very cute, very whimsical, very funny. Cliff Paul's with the LA Clippers, and people, there's a commercial running, right? Could you remind our listeners,
yes,
so they might have seen this? Yes.
Yep. So if you've seen the commercial where Chris Paul meets his quote unquote twin brother, Chris Paul, who happens to be a State Farm agent.
Right.
Also note some, you'll also note some NBA superstars that are part of that assist team. So for the 1 year anniversary, we decided, you know what? It's wonderful that we recognize the heroes that we have, but there's a great canine heroes as well. So
yes,
we decided to create a canine assist team. A group of amazing human handlers and their dogs that are doing really remarkable things in their community. Of course, we have our coach. Every team needs a great coach. It has to be a positive coach. And who better than Victoria Stillwell?
Yes, we love Victoria. Yes.
She's a great friend to State Farm and to the Arson Dog Program and Dog Bite Prevention. Every team needs a cheerleader, and there is no better cheerleader in the world than Super Smiley. So, of course, you know, somebody's got to keep the pep in everybody's step. So that would be Megan. You and Super Smiley are perfect ambassadors of that.
Thank you.
All the incredible work that you do, not only raising awareness about kindness to animals, kindness to people, but also really showing the importance of keeping dogs and cats out of animal shelters and recognizing that those are wonderful pets. And Super Smiley being ended up in a shelter and being, of course, he was destined to be in your home because what better parent could he possibly have? I think it's a great example to everyone that every dog needs a job. They just need to find their right one.
I love that, so Heather. How well said. Every dog needs a job. They just need to find their right one. I love that. I love that.
Yep. So we also have Ellie the Pit Bull with Leah Brewer, who is, Ellie was the 2013 Hero Dog of the Year. She's a wonderful ambassador for pit bulls and also is a therapy dog. Zena the Warrior Puppy, who along with her human counterpart Johnny, they are also recognized. Johnny is autistic and Zena has really helped to bring him out of his shell and raise awareness about autism. We have Alik, who was a military working dog. Sadly, Alik passed away just as we announced our canine assist team. But as with all warriors in the military, they are not forgotten. So we decided to keep Alik, since Ruby and Alik have been such great ambassadors for military working dogs, and all working dogs, in fact.
Yes, and we want to send a very special sympathy and just our love out to Ruby and Malik. Yeah, we're so glad that you included them. And his picture is there with all the other dogs. But go ahead, tell us about the other dogs on there. But we send our love.
Yeah, the last dog that we've got also is Jasper. Jasper is a medical alert dog, actually with a State Farm employee that works here, Andy Case. And Jasper, as many medical alert dogs, are critical when it comes to raising awareness about various disabilities, as well as being heroes. They save lives literally every day with the work that they do. So we are so excited about our inaugural canine assist team, promoting them. Everybody keeps asking, oh, who's going to be on the next? Who's going to be the next canine assist team? So we're going to keep promoting you guys and really show what it means to be a pet lover and what it means to be a caring individual. And we are also truly blessed to be able to have you and other members of the canine assist team that are sharing your pets and their incredible abilities with all of us. So thank you for doing this and for giving us the opportunity to get to know your incredible animals.
Well, Heather, thank you. And you're just so gracious to put it that way, because we thank you. We thank you. We thank State Farm. And I think I wanted you to give an overview to our listeners. And my goodness, I think everybody can understand with all the dogs you just mentioned and the arson dogs, the bite prevention, the canine assist team. As I said, I did not oversell. Heather Paulin, State Farm, is rocking it for this human animal bond. And oh, and Heather, you mentioned Super Smiley's kindness. Let me just share one time with people right now that his kindness film is actually, which won the Ambassador of Kindness Award at the Animal Film Festival. The URL is right there on his little bio for the canine assist team, which is at the canine assist team can be found at the goodneighbors.com webpage. Is that correct? Goodneighbors.com?
That's correct.
And it's so cute. It's got Victoria and all the dogs have a little, there's a little video that's very cool. And all the dogs have their little bios. And Smiley's, his kindness film is at www.kindnessfilms.com. If you go to that URL, but we would rather you, we want you to also go to the goodneighbors.com webpage and look at all the doggies. And Heather, I want to hear about bite prevention because that's our main topic for the day. And we're going to hear about that right after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
Uh-huh, and if I hit the only tree in Lone Pine, California?
We'll send a tow truck right over.
What if I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state.
Amazing Pet Expos is coming to a city near you. Admission is always free, and your pet is welcome. Shopping, adoptions, free nail trims, discounted shots and microchipping, agility, a pet costume contest, and much more. Plus, meet the guys from Animal Planet's hit TV series Tank and Pit Boss. Online at AmazingPetExpos.com.
Bring your pets to the Pet Expo.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure with State Farm's Public Affairs Specialist, Heather Paul. Welcome back, Heather.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
So, Heather, we talked about how State Farm backs and endorses this human-animal bond and has so many programs involving dogs. And State Farm does not breed discriminate. So many insurance companies and even some city municipalities have passed some breed-specific legislation. Can you talk about that briefly so my listeners know what we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, you know, there are many locations which have what's called BSL or breed-specific legislation, which limits the availability of some breeds of dogs to be able to live with their owners. That also transfers over into insurance, where there are some insurers, many insurers, in fact, that have chosen not to provide homeowners insurance to policyholders because of the breed of dog that they own. State Farm is not one of those. We don't care if you own a pit bull or a poodle. It is the most important aspect of being a pet owner is owner responsibility. No dog Yes. wakes up in the morning and says, because I'm a pit bull, I'm going to go bite somebody today. You know, it really comes down to we as humans have to be responsible. You know, animals place a lot of responsibility on us, and it is a pleasure and an honor to be able to have a pet. And likewise, we have to be very responsible with that. And so we don't want to set, just like what we talk about with children, we don't want to set our children up to fail. It's the same Right. thing with our dogs. We don't want to set our dogs up to fail. So recognizing animal behavior, recognizing Yes. body language, and dangerous situations, don't put your dog into those situations where someone could be potentially injured, because it's not only catastrophic to the person who's bitten, it could be catastrophic to a dog who is unfairly placed into a shelter and relinquished or even euthanized because of our lack of responsibility as human owners.
Yes, all that is so well said. And I have a story to tell about that exact same thing. But before that, I want to mention, go back to Victoria Stillwell again. Victoria, we love her. Everyone knows she's the host and star of Animal Planet's It's Me or the Dog. And she also hosts the show here on Pet Life Radio. And she's working with State Farm on bite prevention, as well as many of your other programs. And I want everyone to know that Super Smiley and I also personally know Victoria, and we love her. We had the great pleasure and honor on stage at the Hero Dog Awards, and we presented with Victoria, and she is just as beautiful and sweet and wonderful as you perceive her to be, as you would imagine. So, Heather, thank you for telling us about, you know, more about your bite prevention, also for choosing to work with Victoria. And according to Victoria, I have a quote from her, and it's what you just said, Heather. She says, the most effective way to prevent dog bites is to not ban certain breeds, but to raise awareness of canine behavior through education and encouraging responsible dog ownership. That is so true, right? That's what you just said, right, Heather?
It is absolutely true. And you know, you need to do it positively, which is why, of course, we aligned ourselves and said, who better to reinforce the importance of education, especially with children, than Victoria, who is just magnificent when she speaks in public about this. We also, to reinforce that it isn't about breed, we have chosen as our dog bite prevention spokesdog, Ellie the Pit Bull.
Yes.
And Ellie has been with us for the last 2 years, going to the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., to talk to national media about the importance of, regardless of what breed of dog you own, that you need to be responsible. Ellie's owner, Leah Brewer, does dog bite education. She is phenomenal, not only in sharing Ellie, who's got a very calm demeanor when she's around other people, but also she recognizes when Ellie's not, you know, when she's tired and
right,
like, oh, I'm
exactly.
so done talking to people.
Yes.
She will remove Ellie and say she needs to have a break. People need to recognize that dogs get tired too. We love to think that they want to be around people all the time, but you know, just like humans, we get tired of being around people and need to have some alone time. And
right.
dogs do too. That doesn't mean it's a bad dog. That just recognizes that the dog's tired, so you need to give them a break.
Right, absolutely. And Leah is so in tune with Ellie. And I want to mention here that Leah and Ellie are on our Super Smiley Adventure on episode number 68. If everyone wants to listen to Ellie and just meet Leah and Ellie personally, you can hear more in detail about them. And Heather, it was so true what you said about listening to their body language and preventing the dog from being confiscated. Let me tell you what I was going to tell you earlier very, very quickly. Smiley and I were in a shelter one day. We were turning in some feral kittens into a no-kill shelter that we had found, but we were waiting in the lobby and a man came in and he was crying. A grown man was crying and crying and said his Great Dane just mauled his daughter, his young little girl, and she was in the hospital and he was sobbing and he said he didn't know what to do. His wife was so frantic, he had to bring the dog to the shelter. And the shelter people said, well, if you turn this dog in, we're going to have to put it down because it's the law. You know, the child had been mauled and the man is sobbing and sobbing, but he didn't know what to do, but he brought the dog in. here's the sad part, Heather. When he brought the dog in, this haunts me. The dog had magic marker drawings around its eyes and its mouth and stars drawn all over it, her face. And I wondered how many times she had done low growls. She had tried to run from the child. She had tried to get away till finally she just lashed out. Now, where was the parent? Why weren't they watching that child drawing on the dog's face? That haunts me. And right. That's exactly what you were talking about, right? We have to Absolutely. know what to do, right?
Well, you have to be diligent. No matter how much you know your dog or think you know your dog, you should never leave a child alone with a
yes.
dog unattended, because
That's right.
things like that happen. So one of the things that haunts me at night is when I'm going around, as we all do, we like to go around on Facebook and see cute videos and fun
yes.
things that people are posting
right.
and all of that. Of course, everybody loves to post pictures and videos of their dog being cute and adorable, and that is, as family members, what we want to share with others. But what always concerns me is when I see the cute videos of a baby
yes.
crawling over and climbing all over and pulling the ears of a dog, and the dog may be sitting there looking like their patient, but you see their stiff tail, you see their ears go
yes.
back, you see the lip
yes.
licking, and you're going, this is not cute. This is a disaster
is
waiting
scary.
To happen.
Exactly. And Heather, okay, let's go right. This is a perfect lead into some signs that a dog might bite. First of all, there's an array of why a dog might bite, but the two basic categories are true aggressive dogs, meaning dogs that have been trained to be aggressive, the in quotes, junkyard dogs. You know, that's what they've been taught is the way to be in the world. And then there's also the fearful dog, like the Great Dane, or like a dog that's just been poked one too many times and they don't know what to do. So can you name again, you mentioned a few, but just dwell on them a little bit longer, some signs that a dog might bite. Can you name a couple?
Absolutely. We recently did as part of Dog Bite Prevention Week, we did a small survey with elementary school kids that are age 5 to 9. And a lot of those questions were about dog behavior. One of the questions that over 50% of the kids got incorrect was, is a dog that is afraid more dangerous or less dangerous than a dog that is angry? And a lot of kids said, oh no, a dog that's afraid is not a dangerous dog. And that's simply not the case.
Right.
When you
right.
think about when we're, as humans, when we're scared, we are probably at our most dangerous because we're not necessarily, we're acting out of pure emotion. We want to get out of that situation. Dogs do that just as much. And so when you do things like, when you see their ears go laid back on their head, that's certainly a sign that they're uncomfortable. Look at their eyes. Are their eyes shifting? You know, that certainly is a sign that they're uncomfortable.
Also with the eyes, also wide eyes with the white showing.
Yep.
That's another sign. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, very much.
In.
When you see a dog licking their lips a lot.
Right.
That is definitely a clear sign that, listen, I can't speak, but I'm trying to tell you as much as I can that I'm not happy right now in this situation.
Right, a little flicking. It's like a flicking the tongue. It's a stress sign.
Yes.
I just want to clarify. Yes, yep. Go ahead. It's great.
You may see their tail. And this is another question that a lot of kids got wrong. Kids often think that if a dog is mad, it does not wag its tail. And
right.
that's obviously incorrect, because if
right.
an angry dog or an aggressive dog can certainly wag their tail, it's going to be erect and it's going to be stiff. But recognizing the stiffness of the body, the stiffness of the legs, you may see the hair on the back of their neck
yes.
go up. But
yes.
looking at all of those signs, they're telling us the best that they possibly can. They may not be vocal. They may not be growling. So just because there's a lack of growling does not mean that that dog isn't fearful or it isn't upset.
Right.
And we need to give the dog space at that time.
Absolutely. So you mentioned tense, forward leaning, braced, frozen body with a stiff tail that's wagging briskly. Because I see even adults many times say, oh, they're wagging their tails, they're fine. But the dog might be stiff, you know, and staring at Smiley. And I just walk away because no, that dog is about to jump on us. And another sign is, well, we all know the obvious one with the teeth bared and growling. But also if the lips are pursed, almost like they're almost closed, but the lips make a little small mouth, that's a tense mouth. And that's the opposite of the bared teeth, but it's the same sign. They might bite. So they're very subtle signs. And then ways we can avoid dog bites, as you already mentioned after the Great Dane story, never, ever leave a child unattended with a dog. And then can you name some other ways that families might be able to prevent dog bites from happening with their family dog?
Absolutely. You know, we, just like I mentioned with the videos that you see online, we unfortunately think that it's cute when a dog sits and lets a child pull on their ears or pull on their cheek and face, because we're like, oh, what a great tolerant dog. That dog must love that baby. Well, the dog may love the baby. I can assure you that nobody wants to have their face pulled on. So the dog may be tolerant, but that doesn't mean that they're always going to remain that way. Because even as humans, we put up with a lot of things in our day-to-day life.
Right.
But there may be a time where you finally say, enough, I can't do this anymore, and you may lash out. And it's the same thing for a dog.
Right, so, and the same thing with the children. If you could teach children, if we all could teach children to pet the dog on the shoulders or back on the hindquarters. Smiley is a therapy dog with Pet Partners, and he's a crisis response dog with Hope. And these are very well-trained, extremely tolerant dogs. But with little children and toddlers, we are trained to always direct them back to the dog's back bodies. And even with little toddlers, I cover Smiley's eyes, not so he can't see, but literally to protect his eyes, because little toddlers will naturally go for the shiny part. They will poke the dog's eyes. They'll just poke them right in the eye, and they won't realize they're poking the dog's eyes. But you have to protect your child and protect the dog to protect everybody, right?
Absolutely. Definitely. We need to teach children how to properly approach a dog and pet a dog. And you know, you bring up a really great point, Megan, in that it's one thing to pet the dog on the back of the neck and the back like you should. Stay away from their face when you're petting them. But we can't forget that you need to always, children, adults alike, always need to ask permission first. May I pet your dog?
Absolutely.
We can't take it personal if that person, if that owner says, not right now, it's not a good time, my dog is stressed or my dog isn't feeling well. That doesn't mean that that human doesn't like us or that dog doesn't like us. We have to respect that and not take it personal. But likewise, we can't, and we've seen this a lot. We actually even saw this with Ellie when we were in Washington, D.C., where people would ask, can I pet your dog? But as they're asking that question, before Leah even responded, they're already petting the dog.
Yes,
you need to wait to give permission. Let the dog approach you. You know, it is a big, big problem when you ask permission and you get permission, and then you just go and you're reaching over your big old gloved hand onto over a dog's head to touch their back, and especially when you're a kid and you're a little kids are right there at face level.
Right.
Let the dog approach you, because then that the dog says, I'm comfortable with you being in my space, so I'm coming to you.
Exactly.
That is the safest way to approach a dog.
Yes, and the dog's natural way to approach is first they look from afar, then they will smell, because their sense of smell is so heightened. That's how a dog investigates and says, is that a child? Is it an adult? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Who is this? Let me smell you. And then you can pet them, but always get permission from the dog's person first. That is such a huge, huge, huge point. Huge point. Yes, and then let's see, respect the dog's personal space. That's what we just said. Here's another one. I know you'll love this one. Never, ever, even if it's your family dog, tease a dog, even if you think it's just play and he likes it. Never. I mean, you know how some people, they put their hands in the dog's face and go like, rah, and try to get him to growl. They're like, oh, he likes this. He likes this. But never, ever do that. Would you agree with that, Heather?
No, I absolutely agree with that. You know, we don't like to be teased. Dogs don't like to be teased. And, you know, it is to the dog's gentle nature that they want to tolerate, and they do tolerate a lot of things. But we can't expect that they're always going to be tolerant of that.
Right.
So, you know, you may think, I'm going to tease a dog by saying, I'm going to give you a treat. I'm going to give you a treat, or putting your hand on their muzzle and trying to make them growl and things like that.
That's crazy.
I'm taking your toy. I'm going to get into your food. We see this all the time. People shoot videos of this and think it's adorable when they show themselves reaching in to get their dog's food and their dog is snarling at them saying, you know, because that's their food. And they do it over and over again and they laugh and they think it's adorable, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's very disrespectful to dogs.
It is, and it's actually training them to be protective of their food. It's actually, here's another thing that I always say is every single thing you do, your dog is watching you. Everything you do, you're teaching your dog something. And in teasing them like that, you are training them to growl and protect their food. It's so backwards, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Here's another one that people love to play tug of war with their dogs. And when I'm a CCPD dog trainer, and that's a certified dog trainer, and it's so natural to want to play tug of war with your puppy. But I tell people, humans, that's just a game. You never, ever, ever play tug of war with your dog. It's a seemingly innocent, traditional game, but it trained your dog to keep what's his and to fight you for it. Right. And you want a dog with a soft mouth, especially, I'll use Smiley again as an example. He's a therapy dog. So if something is in his mouth, he's trained that if a human reaches for it, he softens his mouth and lets it go rather than tensing down and chomping down on it, which could clamp someone's fingers. So just the dogs can play tug of war with each other because that's a dog game, but just don't play tug of war with your dog. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. and we all want to play and interact and have fun with our dog because that's the joy of that companionship. But we don't want to make it so that when we do play with our dog that it's confrontational like that.
Right.
Dogs do see that as confrontational. It's different when it's with another dog because the other dogs can read all of the signals
Exactly.
We don't. So when a dog is even doing that with another dog, they're giving signals saying, I'm kind of done playing this game or, you know, I'm having the best time of my life. And we don't necessarily, we're not able to, as humans, see all of those subtle body languages like another dog can.
And also, like I said, we want our dogs to be trained that when you go to get something out of their mouth, they release it. They have a soft bite. Even if they've eaten something they shouldn't, you put your hand in the mouth, they will spit it out. My dogs will literally let me stick my hand in their mouths and they will let loose of anything in their mouth simply because I've trained them that way. And Heather, we're going to take a quick break now, and I want to find out what to do if we come across a dog who looks like he is ready to bite. A bite is coming. What do we do? We'll have all that when we come back. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back, right after we kibble a little with our sponsors.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Active4Pets is a new wellness platform and app that helps pet parents save time and money on their vet bills. Stop paying for unnecessary vet treatments. Consult with a vet online. Get unlimited access to your pet's entire health history from any computer or smartphone with the Active4Pets app. Vaccinations, medications, test results, and more. Active4Pets gives you access to a team of expert vets for non-emergency care. Make an appointment before, during, or after office hours. Skip the waiting room and get a secure online vet consult on your schedule. Taking care of your pets is as easy as it gets with Active4Pets. Ready to try Active4Pets? Listeners get 40% off a one-year membership. To get this great offer, use promo code PETLIFE on the sign-up page of Active4Pets.com. That's ACTIV, the number 4, PETS.com. Or call 888-512-2848.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, it's Lance Bassman Think, and I'm on a super smiley adventure.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with State Farm's Heather Paul, and we're talking about one of the many amazing State Farm dog-friendly programs, bite prevention education. So Heather, we covered the signs that a dog might bite, how to avoid and not provoke a bite, and now a huge question, what do we do if a dog is coming at us, if a bite seems imminent? Do you have any suggestions for that?
Absolutely. You know, when we did our quiz with kids, this is one of the questions of when a dog is chasing you, should you run away? And unfortunately, yes. A significant number of kids said yes.
Right.
That they should run away. And that is, of course, not correct. You don't want to run from a dog. That dog's going to see that as prey. They're going to want to engage in the chase because that's what they do. That's
right.
Part of their nature. So instead, what we suggest people do is be a tree.
Yes.
Stand still.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands in front. So you don't want to, you certainly don't want to raise your arms around and scream, because when you're flailing your arms around and screaming, that is irritating or making the dog even more uncomfortable, can certainly make them more angry. What you need to do is stand like a tree until the dog gets bored. Because
right.
if you're standing there like that, the dog eventually is going to say, this isn't a threat to me anymore, and leave.
Right.
And at that point, then you can slowly move away. But
right.
never, ever run from a dog.
Right. And as you're standing like a tree, here's some other simple things. Try to avoid eye contact. Don't do the stare down. Try
right.
to remain relaxed. I know that's hard, but try to breathe. And if you can, appear to ignore him. Because if a dog senses that he's not engaged, you're ignoring him, then he is more likely to disengage you. That's pretty much what you said, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know
yeah.
that it's a scary moment when you're confronted with that. But, you know, if you don't make yourself interesting to the dog is going to eventually say, oh, nothing's happening here. This isn't a threat, and leave.
Right. I have two more tips here. And these are if you're in the danger zone, like if he's knocked you to the ground and there's a dog actually attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some two really, I mean, and like you said, it would be such a scary situation. But try to feed him, meaning put something in his mouth. Like if you have a purse, a jacket, try to put that in the mouth so he grabs that and starts shaking that. So your limbs, I thought that was a really, really good tip. And then if you are knocked down, first of all, you want to try to be the tree. But if you're on the ground, he's knocked you down, curl up into a ball, interlock your fingers behind your neck, and cover your ears and your face with your arms. And that's if you're in a very dangerous situation. But that's what we're trying to prepare for whatever happens. Just be educated, and hopefully none of this will ever happen, that we can head it all off before it even happens, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, most of us at some point in our life have probably had an incident with, you know, with a dog that scared us or
yes.
made us cautious. But we also have to remember, even though we're sharing dog bite prevention information and talking about this, it is rare. It is not a common incident for somebody to be severely attacked
That's
by
right.
a dog.
That's right. It's very rare. It is very, very rare. Right.
Because the majority of dogs are very tolerant and they don't want to hurt anybody. And, you know, one of the things also about insurance, when we talk about dog bites and when we release our dog bite claim numbers, it's not all dog bites. You know, it's lumped in with, it could be a dog interaction, a canine interaction that has caused injury. You know, you go to a friend's house, the dog's excited to see you, it jumps up, it knocks you down, and if you fall down the stairs, you may break your arm or wrist or
oh,
get
that's
cut or
interesting.
Something.
Okay, so, we didn't know that. Yes.
Yeah, so it's not always a dog bite. It
uh-huh.
could be a dog injury. If you're riding your bike past a house and the dog runs out, you fall off your bike and you,
oh,
you know, break your
okay.
arm or something
uh-huh.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you report that, that is reported in as a underneath a dog bite incident. So,
oh, interesting. Some,
many times when we talk about dog bite incidents, they're not all just dog bites. They could be interactions where a dog's jumped up and scratched you and you have to get stitches. Certainly the elderly and small children are very susceptible to those types of injuries
right.
because
yes,
they're
small
a
children.
Lot more fragile.
Right, and they
Definitely.
Can be knocked down so much more easily. And Heather, so people, where can they go to, do you have a list of these tips for people? How can they go to State Farm and see what you're doing? Is there a page that you have?
Yeah, we actually, we've got wonderful resources at statefarm.com. We are also very proud to be a member of the National Dog Bite Prevention Coalition. The coalition members are made up of organizations that are dedicated to this very topic of how we can reduce injuries and to people. So included in that, of course, are the third highest risk for being injured by a dog, which is Postal Service or postal carriers.
Oh,
so the
right,
US Postal
right.
Service joins us, you know, and a reminder, if a postal person comes to your front door, they're delivering a package, don't open up and let your dog out. And
right,
the worst
right.
thing you could ever say to anybody, but especially to a postal carrier, is don't worry, my dog won't bite because
right, right.
you don't know that.
Exactly.
So put your dog off into a back room if a postal carrier
yes,
comes and drops,
yes.
you know, leaves a package. And definitely tell your kids, don't open the door and let the dog out when the postal person is coming by.
Because
they do,
it's
they're
that,
injured a significant amount.
Right. It's and again, that's back to the very, very basic, set your dog and everyone up for success, right? Because that is is what we want. And you can always, I always encourage people to engage a CCPDT certified dog trainer to get some more tips in their own personal environment. And our Sergeant's blog is up at supersmileyblog.com. You can go to that webpage and that'll take you right to our blogs for Sergeants, where you can see Super Smiley's top 10 list on all of these tips for you. And there are other things that you can do. When you adopt a dog, you can work with a shelter staff member who can help you evaluate and pick the best dog for you. And the whole thing, like we said, is setting our dogs up for success. And Heather Paul, thank you so much for everything that you and State Farm do for dogs. We've covered so much material. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our people before we go? We just love you. And thank you so much for being our national sponsor and for being here on a Super Smiley Adventure. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we go?
Yeah, if you have any questions, certainly talk to your veterinarian.
Yes.
If you don't know where to find your local veterinarian, you can go to the American Veterinary Medical Association website, avma.org. They
love
also
that.
Have dog bite prevention information, as well as where to find a veterinarian who could assist you and get you connected with a behaviorist.
Yes, absolutely. Behaviorist, absolutely. And again, the canine assist team, where can people go and see that? That is so much fun. We have to do another plug for that one.
Absolutely. You can go to goodneighbors.com. In addition to the canine assist team, you can also read about a lot of other really, really good stories about people that are doing amazing things in their community. And it's just all about good stuff.
So, I love that.
Which,
yes.
You know, we all love, because we have far too much in the news of the opposite. So
yes, it's literally good neighbors.
Yes, when we can share good stuff about people being good neighbors, we absolutely want to.
I love that. I love that. And again, speaking of good neighbors, I want to mention Super Smiley, sharing kindness around the world. And you too can find your inner mutt superhero. And all you have to do is go to kindnessfilms.com, the URL, kindnessfilms.com. Watch his kindness video where he's flying around in his red cape, sharing kindness, and then share it. And you too are sharing kindness around the world. And State Farm is one of our official sponsors for the kindness video. And also, so thank you for that, State Farm. And also, we want to thank our amazing producer and the co-founder of Pet Life Radio. Without him, we wouldn't be here. So a huge super shout out and thank you to Mark Winter, our super producer. And Mark also did the music for our video. So thank you, Mark, for that as well. We're so happy about that. And again, thank you, State Farm and Heather Paul, for joining us today. Thank you, Heather.
Anytime. This is the best part of my day today.
I think it's the best part of my day today, too. Oh, and I also want to say that we are going to have on, as soon as we can book her, we're going to have on Victoria to talk more about the canine assist team. And we're going to have, I'd love to have on one of your arson dog handlers to talk about your arson dog program. So State Farm is going to be bringing us many more Super Smiley Adventures with more details about how the great things that dogs do for humans and how we can further and believe more fabulously engage our own personal dogs. So Heather, I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you for all of that as well.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Okay, very cool. And from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley Adventure, we hope you love all of your adventures with your pets. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
Uh-huh, and if I hit the only tree in Lone Pine, California?
We'll send a tow truck right over.
What if I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state.